Oh, shit. Oh, shit, motherfucker.
Here we go.
We recording from Saudi Arabia. Fuckers that don't realize. This motherfucking episode is from Saudi Arabia. We was just out here. And if you watched the fight, you'd have seen us in the back.
In the far back. The lights ain't even hit us. Chances are you didn't see us.
In the section where you gotta ask motherfuckers what happened.
But we're there. We're there.
What happened, yo? I heard everybody started cheering. What happened?
Not only did we get the seats like all the way in the nosebleeds, but we also got the seats behind a pole. So, right.
So the obstructed view joints. Nowhere near any celebrity. None of them.
So y'all couldn't see us and we couldn't see shit. We still had to watch this shit on our phones. Illegally.
Ain't nobody about to pay twice. Ain't nobody about to double dip. Fuck that. But yeah, it was quite the spectacle.
Yeah. Well, welcome everybody. This is Talk to Wild Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. All right, let's officially get started. Yeah, so Tyson Fury against Francis Ngannou, which is, I think the setup
coming in,
it was like,
here we go.
You know, everyone has their own walkout music, their own presentation and shit, but they both came out with the fucking crown on and the chair. I get it. It was for the baddest man on the planet and all that bullshit. But I was like, really? Yep, both y'all gonna come out in the same shit?
Right.
Like, the same exact shit?
I mean,
just different music?
Right. I think they use the same chair. Pretty sure they use the same chair.
I thought the same thing. I was like, what, did they just tear off Ngannou's name and just put up?
Right. I'm just tired of the board. Right, I'm tired of the regular fucking. I mean, he did double robe, and Ngannou did the double robe. So I mean, I like the twist he put on it, but nobody fucking walked out on nobody rode out on a camel or a zebra, or a fucking endangered animal, endangered species.
I mean, I would be highly impressed if someone came out on a killer whale.
See. See, you gotta pick the one animal that I've actually donated to the cause.
Someone come out on a fucking sea turtle or some shit. But yeah, there's a lot of, I guess, comments going back and forth about the fight. Of course, everyone's saying Francis Ngannou should have won. Because of his knockdown that he had in the third round.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Is that
Let's share your side of this.
I think he got outboxed in every other round other than that. Other than the eighth and ninth round, maybe. I forget what round it was. But he was, Tyson was consistently hitting him with the 1-2. So, yeah.
So this is my problem with it. All right, because granted, I did know going in that Francis was gonna have to knock his ass out. Like, you know, they're not gonna rule in you. If it went to the cards, they were not gonna give it to Francis on the cards. Like, I already knew that just because of where the money lies. But I feel like there's some stat padding going on. You know, because of course they released the CompuBox numbers after the fact. And I mean, Francis landed of course more power punches, but Fury landed more jabs. And to me, it just feels like garbage time stats. Like, it's almost like when it's the fourth quarter and the team's getting blown out in football, and then all of a sudden the quarterback's getting mad yards just to pad his stats. You know he didn't do shit all game. Dak does it all the time. You know he didn't do shit all game, but in the last two drives when nobody gave a fuck, he threw for like 200 yards, so now all of a sudden it looks like he had a good day on paper. That's what Fury did today. He threw 17 more jabs than Ngannou, and that's what padded his stats, his number stats, and made it look like he was winning. He wasn't winning that fucking fight. Like, if you're talking about, like, body shot, like, power shots, of course, France is out, you know, out power shotted his ass. And I do think he should have thrown more jabs. But as far as who was hurt, like, Fury was hurt. He wasn't able to throw his weight around like he normally does on fighters, which is kind of why the Usyk shit kind of, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to the Usyk shit. I don't know how you feel about that shit.
I think after the post-fight interview, watching Tyson, and then they pan over to Usyk, like, he ain't fighting that motherfucker. Like, he ain't fighting him. He realized that, all right, this dude came in from the MMA world with a good coach and
for real,
was able to handle him. Like, he, you know, this is supposed to be the greatest heavyweight, you know, of all time at this point. And, you know, even though Usyk hasn't lost yet, even though his last fight was very questionable, yeah, after seeing Tyson's face afterwards, he was like, you could tell he was questioning the rest of his career, which is why, like, before the fight, he was like, Usyk, you can't run now. Can't do it. Like, we signed that contract, and afterwards, he's like, I got to take some time and think about what I'm going to do.
Because he got fucked
up. While he's rubbing his fucking lumped up eye and shit.
Right, because he got fucked up. But you know what? He kind of hinted towards his, you know, he said, because when they asked him about Usyk after the fight, he was saying, you know, he's a smaller guy. Like, I'm not necessarily worried about him because he's a lot smaller than Francis was. And so, you know, Francis could match the size. And because, you know, Fury, of course, Fury can box. Of course, he has great defense. But he does use his weight as an advantage, his size and his weight. He did it when he fought Wilder. And, I mean, of course, that's going to be the plan going forward when he fights Usyk, because he's much smaller than him. And all Usyk is going to do maybe fake a low blow again.
I mean, if you watch that Usyk fight, I mean, it was pretty low.
See,
when that shit was pretty low.
Yeah, when you got but your we're trunks not, no, we're up not, to we're your not diaphragm, talking,
we're not gonna talk about Usyk just yet, okay? Because he's been waiting quite some time. Yeah, he fought and beat Anthony Joshua, but at that time Anthony didn't really have shit.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I tell you who I wouldn't mind seeing would be Ngannou against Wilder.
That has to happen now.
It has to happen.
Has to happen now because of the fight, like the style of the way he fights. But you mentioned it earlier. He had a good coach. I don't know if you meant coach or like if you were trying to talk about Tyson, but I feel like, I mean, Tyson has something to do with that. Like, you could kind of see in the strategy some of what Tyson used to do. And so do you think this is the beginning of Tyson being a trainer going forward?
I think so, because I think after he did the whole Roy Jones fight, he realized, like, all right, maybe I should just stay out of this shit, but I still want to be in boxing. And yeah, I thought he did really good with Ngannou. Because, I mean, you know, going from MMA where you have to worry about kicks and getting taken down and all this other shit.
Right.
To a whole nother discipline where you're just throwing hands, different set of rules and everything. he coached him up pretty good. And, you know, that was something that I definitely wasn't expecting. I'm sure Fury wasn't expecting that shit either.
Right.
And like I said before, you know, you can get trained for however many weeks. Apparently it was 3 months. He trained for 3 months. For
Oh, yeah, because he had a surgery or something like that.
Yeah, for Fury. Yeah. So he had a significant time of training. Usually it's like, you know, 12 weeks max for these fighters. Yeah. So, yeah. And like I said last time, where, you know, you can train for like a 6-week period for a fight. But if that's your first time, you know, in that discipline, chances are once you get hit with a big shot, you're going to revert right back to what you were doing before, the bullshit you're doing before. But, you know, it's not like whenever Ngannou fought in the UFC that he was like throwing kicks or anything like that.
Right.
And he had just recently added, you know, the wrestling game to his arsenal. So, yeah, I think it was an easier transition for him than it is for other MMA fighters. But, yeah, I think he should stick with boxing because it being his pro debut, he did fucking great.
Right.
He did really good. Now, Tyson Fury may be on the tail end of his career. And he has
that he's not supposed to be, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at his last fight or his last couple of fights, like, he's supposed to be entering his prime as a professional right now. So, I don't know.
It's a little confusing.
It's a little confusing. I think, honestly, I think he took him a little light. And, you know, he thought, oh, this is an MMA guy. I'm going to use all the boxing tricks. And sure, the shit worked to an extent. But for the most part, if Fury coasted that fight, and the judges let him coast. Which is a shame because I felt like at least make it a draw.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I thought that was it was a little. Least. Yeah, you could tell because he bullshitted and said, "Oh, you know, I've never trained this hard for a fight before." But then when you watch him, it was like he was throwing hella feints, but weren't, and he was getting Ngannou to react on those feints every single time.
Yeah,
whether he was feinting with his feet. Or he was fading with the jab or, you know, with the cross. But he never did anything with it. And I was...
Right.
And I was like, damn, you could have easily, like, hit the 1-2. Because, you know, after the 1-2, Ngannou's going to throw that big left hook. And then done something with that. I think I saw him do it once.
Right.
In the fight. And I was like, all right, you keep doing that. You actually have a chance. Especially after that, like... That fifth round where you start seeing Ngannou like breathing hard through his mouth and shit.
Yeah.
Like you have a real chance to knock this motherfucker out, but he didn't take that advantage. And I'm like, yo, you definitely don't look like the fucking, you know, the top heavyweight.
Yeah.
Especially in boxing.
100%. And I understand you're respecting the man's power, but there comes a time in the fight where you just gotta assert yourself and let him know that this is, you know what I'm saying, that you're the champion. And there was never a moment during that fight where I was like, oh shit, here comes the champ. There was like, it just didn't happen. He just coasted. And yes, Ngannou looked tired in the fifth, but then by like the seventh, eighth, Fury looked tired. And that's when I'm like, this motherfucker did not train.
Right. I was like the eighth round, I was like, yo. I was like, yo, if this motherfucker don't step it up, just knock his ass out.
Right, because you know when Wilder knocked Fury down, Fury got up and proceeded to put the pressure on Wilder like it was a different fighter at that moment, the first time they fought when it was a draw. And here, that's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, oh, shit. Fury's about to get up, and it's going to be like, you know, Wilder Fury part one, and it was not. He got up and proceeded to just make it look like a training session. Like, it did not look like a fight. And even in the 10th round, like the later rounds, I don't know who in the fucking in his corner was like, yeah, we got this. because he was just fighting like he was ahead on the cards. Like, it's almost like he forgot he had a 10-8 round. Like, motherfucker, you got knocked down. Like, I know you probably don't remember that shit. I know the CTE and all that shit, whatever. But, yeah, it was I do look forward to seeing more of Francis, though, going forward. And I do think Ngannou Wilder would be amazing, especially since nobody really wants to fight Wilder now. Wilder can't seem to get an opponent.
Who do you got in that fight?
Shit.
I mean, because if you think about it, if it does happen to take place,
because Wilder is not gonna fuck around like that,
right? I get that, but if that happens, if that fight does happen, you know that Ngannou is gonna have at least another 6 months, or at least 6 to 8 months before that fight even happens.
Right.
Or at least at this point, it's probably going to be a year.
Right. I mean, to be honest, if I was Francis, I would go get at least like a tune-up fight where you can, you know, really test your boxing skill against a regular motherfucker. Like just a regular fight. Doesn't need to be a main event or nothing like that. And then just if he can knock that motherfucker out, then you go after Wilder. But he's probably just going to go after the paycheck and go to Wilder.
The problem is,
and I got Wilder winning that shit. So
is that unlike a lot of these, a lot of the MMA fighters that do cross over into boxing, it's usually on the tail end of their career after they've taken so much punishment. That's true. After they've gotten knocked out several times or whatever. And Ngannou's never been knocked out. Let alone, I don't think he's been knocked down. I know he's been, actually, I know he's been stopped, but it was just, no, I think that it was by decision. But he's never been rocked like that.
Right.
And that would be the problem that with, like with Tyson and with Wilder, is that they both didn't, been starched before, or you know, been dropped multiple times, so that plays a big part. And I think that's a big problem with what I guess what happens when, like, you have Ngannou come into boxing. Let's say he does decide to take over in boxing, like these fighters, it's going to be the same thing, just like with Wilder. They already got plenty of tape of Ngannou knocking motherfuckers clean out.
Right.
And it's not like where Ngannou was punishing the dude and, you know, kind of like Fury did to Wilder before he knocked him out. No, these were just straight up knockouts. there was no build up to the knockouts from Ngannou. It was just like, all right, you know, wake up, go back to sleep.
Right.
And then, but I would like to see him go into boxing and stay there, because he's obviously not doing shit. I think he signed with, like, I forget who he signed with, like PFL.
Right.
And apparently he's supposed to be getting like a number of their pay-per-view buys and all this shit. And, you know, apparently it was a really big deal for him. But realistically, dude, you're not probably, I mean, if you see the numbers that you can pull in boxing compared to MMA, right, like that's
like his payday. Like, I can almost guarantee his payday here was like 4 or 5 fights in UFC. Like, this one alone, like this one by itself made him a ton, similar to how Conor did. But, you know, it does make me think of Kimbo, though. Like, I do feel like this is what Kimbo was supposed to do when he was in the MMA. Like, when he went to MMA, he should have went to boxing. He'd have probably fucking smashed people in boxing.
Definitely. I don't know what
he did.
I don't know what made him, like, decide, you know what, let me go through MMA of all things.
Right.
Like, because you know damn well you're not doing any of that shit.
No, you're not.
Any of that shit in your street fights. None of that shit. No wrestling, no jujitsu. No, you don't have to worry about a motherfucker sitting on your fucking chest,
right,
fucking pounding your face in or whatever.
Yeah.
None of that. As soon as you get knocked down, you're waiting, you're telling the motherfucker to get back up.
Right.
Or you knock somebody out, get up. Get up. Either you get up or you're done. That's it.
Yeah.
MMA, you knock a motherfucker down or you get knocked down, you still got to worry about that motherfucker jumping on you.
Right. And that was his problem. He did not know how to get up off the ground. He was not a good wrestler. Like, he wasn't good at that side of it. But I think back then, he just didn't want to climb up the ranks like you used to have to do. You know, before the whole YouTubers fighting people and fucking champions fighting MMA guys, you know, you had to actually grind it out before you made it to pay-per-view. And I think, at least, I mean, I'm speculating.
Yeah, that's
but I think that's
and a lot of people still have to do that. But I know Usyk is mad as fuck because he's like, this motherfucker, his debut is against a motherfucker I've been trying to fight for like 10 years now.
Right.
And this motherfucker just, you know, gets let go from the UFC, signs with PFL.
Oh, yeah.
And then talk shit online. And then
talk shit on the TV.
He gets the opportunity. Even though it was, I mean, technically it was the exhibition. Which I guess that was another thing that was kind of like, all right, there's no way Tyson Fury is taking this shit serious because it's an exhibition.
Right. I'm mad when they were reading the card, like the judges' cards and shit. They were holding the belt like somehow he was going to lose the belt.
Right. And then that was another thing. It's like with an exhibition, it's like usually with an exhibition, there's one guy that's taking it serious. And the other guy isn't.
Right.
And it's usually the guy that takes it serious that wants to knock the motherfucker out. And the other guy that didn't take him serious is the one that's supposed to be the more decorated fighter or is the more decorated fighter that just doesn't perform.
Yeah.
But either way, it's almost like, all right, well, they should do it where it's like, all right, I tell you what. Why don't we do this? The winner gets 75%. Other side gets 25%. And then see how that shit works out. But usually exhibition, probably 50-50 bullshit. They're both getting paid decent amounts.
I mean, he cashed. You know Dana was mad as shit. Dana's like, fuck him. fucking Ngannou. Because he wanted the Jones, you know what I'm saying? He wanted the Jones and Ngannou fight, but he be trying lowball fighters and shit, so... You know, Francis did what he had to do for the best of him, you know, for his come up, to better himself. He had to get out of UFC. He saw what Conor did and was like, well, shit, fucking Conor did this and fucking motherfuckers fighting Jake Paul. Like, he saw those checks and was like, shit. And, you know, a part of me wonders, like, is Adesanya going to do this shit too? You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, Adesanya is...
Because I know he's on sabbatical, whatever. He said he's coming back, what, 2027 is what he said or something?
Some shit like that. Like, he's only come back at 40 years old. Some shit like that. And I'm like, yo, just... Like, I get you don't want to end your career on a loss. Because he had just recently lost to Sean Strickland. For the middleweight strap. Yep. And it wasn't like a close loss where you could, all right, let's run it back. I'm going to beat your ass next time. Or I'm going to beat your ass even more next time and I'm going to get the decision or the win. Like, no, he got beat pretty thoroughly in that fight. So there was no question. It wasn't like the Loma and fucking Haney fight where it's like, yeah, that's kind of fucked up. You're not giving him a rematch because you know right. You lost that fight. But, I mean, for him to say 2027, I understand why he's taking a break. But I think for someone that's been fighting as long as Adesanya has, I think he should just either go to coaching and just retire from fighting altogether before he really fucks himself up. Because he's already proved these past few fights that his chin ain't there. It's just not there.
Right.
And when you're at the top, unfortunately, the only people you're fighting, well, in the UFC is a little different. only for, you know, usually you're fighting the top people. UFC is a little different. If you got a name, you can. That was another thing I want to bring up. If you got a name, you get a title shot however many times, just because they're gonna feed off your name,
right?
But they were just talking about,
and because this is past week and shit, you know.
Yeah, because this is past week, not like last weekend. So it was supposed to be a big UFC event last weekend, whereas it was supposed to be Charles Oliveira against Islam Makhachev for the lightweight strap. Well, Oliveira got cut in training, so he was out of the fight, so he couldn't fight for the title. So the, I forget what weight class is below fucking lightweight. So he, the champ for the weight class below, Alexander Volkanovsky, decided, all right, let me get a rematch with Makhachev, since the last time they fought, it was arguably Volk should have won. But, you know, they gave the decision to Islam. Islam finishes his ass in the first round with a head kick.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's the first time anybody's ever finished Volk. So they're talking about bringing Conor in to fight for the title.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, this motherfucker hasn't won a fight in like 10 years.
Hell yeah, yo, you gotta when you need ratings.
But they don't need Conor. The ratings that bad. That's the thing, is that
you gotta invite Conor.
Like, this man has not won a fight in years. And they did the whole what's that? The Ultimate Fighter with him and Michael Chandler. That whole bullshit. So at the end of the Ultimate Fighter, it's the coaches that had to fight. Meanwhile, Michael Chandler's like, yo, like, what did I just train all this time for? And had this motherfucker grabbing my face, talking shit, and I don't get to punch him in the face?
Yep.
And they're talking about, oh, they should give it to Conor because of what? But I understand why they would at the same time, because they're just recycling the names. They're just recycling the names all over again. Nobody new is getting a fucking title shot. In the lightweight division, it's either Dustin Poirier, fucking Oliveira, you got Michael Chandler in that mix, and then you got fucking Justin Gaethje. That's it. They keep recycling these motherfuckers until one retires.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then it's next man up. Like, yo, like, that's the thing I hate about the UFC, is a motherfucker could be on a skid and get a title shot. Meanwhile, the dude that's on like a 10 fight win streak is in the backdrop like, yo, all right, I guess I'll fight this next fucking guy who's ranked like two spots below me for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
That shit's wild. Anyways, we got to move on.
Well, I was going to say, you know, back on the Francis fight, it's funny because, you know, you see the social media reactions of people talking about, yeah, Francis got robbed. And I'm in that camp. I do feel like he got robbed. I feel like it should have been a draw at least. But one of the comments was LeBron. He was like, see? He was like, see, this is why I don't watch boxing. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know what happened then? Like, How you gonna tweet some shit like right when it, like, motherfucker, you were watching. We all know you were watching, yo, and you're gonna watch the next one. Like, why are we acting like motherfuckers keep saying they're gonna stop watching and we never stop? That's why they keep rigging these fights.
For real. I've been said I was gonna stop watching after fucking,
hell yeah,
what was it? Pacquiao lost a decision to Bradley. Fucking Bradley,
and then I gotta see Bradley, like, in the booth,
right? Bradley. I've been said,
and I, then if Loma, I, the Loma robbery. I was like, all right, that's it. This is the final straw. And here I am.
Yep, still watching this dumb shit. And then same thing with football. Fucking years ago, when Kyle Williams fucking fumbled the fucking punt, muffed the punt, and the Giants get the ball and end up winning the game in the NFC Championship. I'm like, man, fuck football. I'm going to start watching football. Again, still don't watch soccer. Still don't watch soccer. Still watching football. So.
Yeah, for real. I remember trying hockey. Like, fuck that shit. I'm watching hockey now. That shit lasted for like one period. I don't even you start giving one period.
Start giving other sports a chance. Like, oh, let me see what this golf shit's about. Right. Like, end up waking up to the fucking
hell yeah, watching like
totally different show.
Like, oh. Yeah. Like I'm a fucking shit. Tiger Woods fan now, and then he fucking crashes his car and becomes a drug addict. Like that whole shit. His wife, or no, he was an alcoholic, not a drug addict, an alcoholic. But did you see who was at the fight or who wasn't at the fight? Was Dwight Howard.
This man, what? Yeah, this dude is like, I think it's funny because I'll get clips of what's it? It is what it is podcast with Mason Cameron. And Mace was saying, like, stop telling people that you don't care what they do on their free time. Because you 100% do care what they do in their free time. Like, that is a lie to tell somebody that you don't give a shit what they do on their free time. Because motherfucker, on your free time, like, this motherfucker gay.
Yo, I just think it's funny that Dwight's been on his fucking. He hasn't even played in America. Like, this motherfucker's playing in China. And somehow he's like news, like important news right now.
Well, it's because one, he doesn't stop posting on social media on how great he has it in China, which I get it. Like, I think he's in Taiwan, ain't he?
Either way. One of those leagues outside of here.
Nah, because I don't know if you heard the stories about Taiwan, but if you look, I actually saw a video today. It was like our first hour in Taiwan, and the dad like walks into the bathroom. And you can see inside the bathroom, and it says men above, and it's a bunch of, like, people that look like women in the bathroom.
See?
And he walks out, looks at the sign again, like, no, this is the men's bathroom. See? There's a lot of, there's a lot of lady boys there. Thailand, that's right, that's where he's at, Thailand.
That, he is not in a, Thailand don't have a basketball league.
It's one of those motherfucking, I don't know, it's one of them, Thailand, Taiwan, whatever.
Here you go, about to offend Dwight.
I didn't say I was good at geography.
And he's a fan of the show, and you're about to offend Dwight.
Well, and I am sorry to say this, but believe it or not, there are people in the NBA that have our mics as well. I know we really don't cover the NBA or NBA players for that matter. But Dwight, well, this is Dwight when he was, I guess there was a little bit of an incident whenever he was leaving the U.S. and apparently he was in a holding cell. So here's Dwight and I guess his other cellies. But I hope that you don't have your kids around for this, but... Here's Dwight.
He used to get freaky in there all the time. Quiet. Oh, don't act, girl. You know we used to get it in. Hey, where you stay at now? Hey, man, what's your problem, man?
No, no problem. I said, I can move if you want.
I didn't ask you to move, nigga.
I don't know why Dwight's so...
Weird and shit. Yo, girl. Yeah, man. Yo, this is my ex, Lisa, man. We used to talk back after my mom's kicked me out of the house.
My nigga, that's a man.
It's my ex.
Your ex girlfriend, a man.
Why you think she in jail with the men? She be on the other side. Nigga, you gay. Nah,
See.
So I don't know if y'all noticed that. Like Dwight always
fucking wore the mic in confidence and look at look at what the intern does. Motherfucker wore the mic in confidence.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I know you're a fan of the show. I'm sorry for putting that out there. I know every time he has been asked about him being gay, he's kind of just sidestepped that question. Unfortunately, we live in a digital age.
We do. And, you know, of course, you know, he's playing. he's playing. Oh, shit. Get it together.
You need to get your shit together.
This shit's serious, yo. This shit's
real life.
Right. This is fucking, this man's fighting for his life. It's like, it's really not that serious. But, you know, of course, you know, he's, for whatever reason, is just feels like he needs to deny. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he knows what year it is, but he's not like coming forward and saying anything. But anyways, when he was in Thailand or Taiwan or wherever the fuck he plays basketball now, he did ask for the aux in the locker room.
No.
And so, of course, you know, we had Taiwan or Chinese players, wherever the fuck he is. Anyways, they were mic'd up whenever he got the aux cord, and he decided to play a song off of his playlist. And anyways, this is what he decided to play in the locker room, right before a championship game out there. And the intern is fucking up.
It is Taiwan, though.
Well, let me tell you something. You might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me.
Oh.
Oh.
See?
I do want to pause this and the parents to have their kids in the car with them. That shit's rough.
See, because the intern told me that shit was edited. You know?
That'd be the only edited thing on this show.
the intern, when he gave me that, you know, they told me it's edited. That's probably why they banned their mics from Taiwan. Where'd you say it was? China?
Taiwan.
It was Taiwan. So when they're not, that's not where they make Jordans. I think that's China. I was going to say, when they're not making Jordans, they're playing basketball.
I mean, isn't.
See. Anyway, so the trade. So the trade deadline is coming up in the NFL, and there's, you know, the murmuring start in the NFL of who the fuck is gonna get kicked the fuck out or traded.
Yeah, you know, who is it? Tennessee. They got Hopkins on the trading block, and I've seen a couple of things where. I don't know what Dallas is the only team that comes up with this shit.
For real.
All the time. Oh, shit.
Well, you know, and the Dolphins. And the Dolphins come up in all the trade rumors.
But, yeah, they're talking about how they should, you know, oh, can you imagine if Dallas got D-Hop? And then I see all these. There's a couple different players, too, a couple of star players. And I'm like, shit, I hope Dallas don't fucking get them. But then you see a thing with a quote from Jerry Jones, and it's like, "No, I'm happy with the team the way it is."
Yep. There he is.
And I'm like, okay,
there he is.
That's cool.
I was hoping that Derrick Henry would come up, you know, because I feel like the price for Derrick Henry would be pretty reasonable. And that would be a good move to make. But the commies, formerly known, they used to be known as the Redskins. Some people still call them the Redskins.
Yeah, I know.
I've met fans, like actual Redskin fans or commie fans, whatever the fuck you decide to call them. And some fans really do still call them Redskins. They do not give a fuck what the jersey says or any of that. But they said, or the latest coming from that camp, is that depending on if they beat the Eagles this week, that'll determine if they have a fire sale and start trading players away.
Yeah, because they were talking about how the Bears are interested in Chase Young. And I'm like, if Washington gets rid of Chase Young, you are dumb as fuck.
I was about to say, if they get rid of Chase Young, he should go to Dallas.
He would definitely benefit more on the Niners because the Niners have that $40 million cap space.
You know what though? If they give up a first rounder for Chase, it's gonna piss me off. Because they could add Jalen Carter. And these motherfuckers decide to give him to the Eagles for whatever fucking reason. And now they're trying to get Chase. Like, don't act like you care about defense now. They traded Roquan. Like, don't act like you care about defense now. That's all. That's my thing with the Bears trying to pursue Chase.
Right. I was just thinking, like, don't y'all need to work on other shit? But this is what we were talking about, or this is what I was talking about a few pods ago. Like, some of these, like, higher-ups just don't know how to build a team. They don't.
Right.
So, you can see, like the Bears, they'll get, let me get a receiver for Fields, and let me get another receiver, another weapon for Fields, and then give away your defense. Like, it doesn't, like, you don't need both sides of the ball, both sides.
Right.
To produce. And then you got, like, Washington. Like, motherfucker, you're going to give away your best dude on defense that you can build around for what? I mean, I guess you're planning on tanking the rest of the year for one of these draft picks coming in for a new QB and maybe something else. But, like, what are y'all doing, man?
Yeah.
I am interested to see what Dallas decides to do. And obviously, probably what the Niners decide to do, but yeah, we'll see how. Because they were talking about. I know there have been rumors about hopefully getting like PS2 from Denver.
Yeah,
which would be fucking.
That would be insane and expensive.
Which would be nice, right?
Very expensive. Like, that's at least a first rounder, at least. Like, I don't think you can dodge that. Like, that would have to be there. A one would have to be on there.
Yeah, and the Niners finally have a one this coming year. So we'll see how that goes. And then, what do you think about trade rumors that the Bills might potentially do something with Diggs?
I mean, I feel like that rumor's been going around for a while, and I don't think they're going to move Diggs. Now, if they get bumped early like they did last year, this year, then yeah, I can see them moving on. I can see them moving on because, I mean, at some point you have to do something different, and you're not going to trade Josh Allen. And now with Kincaid playing the way he is, and you figure you could manage with Gabe Davis, and you could probably, depending on what you get, you could probably replace him. I mean, maybe they try to pursue Marvin. Marvin Harrison Jr., maybe. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you trade Diggs away, he instantly becomes another team's problem, but also an asset.
Right.
But also a problem. I mean, that's pretty much what it is, though, because when you got one player acting out the way he does or throw his fits, I get you want to win, but motherfucker, you're not the only one that wants to win on that team. And throwing a fit isn't exactly helping anything.
Yeah.
You're not helping anything. That's the reason, one of the reasons why T.O. got shipped around as much as he did. Because of the way he was. Like, when the shit wasn't going, you know, game wasn't going the way things were planned and shit, all of a sudden, it's because I'm not getting the ball enough or whatever. Fuck whatever the other team's doing to help prevent that.
And Beckham. I feel like Beckham was kind of in that same category where he just became a journeyman player because he was over there fighting, kicking posts and shit.
Right. He just became a distraction. So, yeah, I think it wouldn't surprise me if they did do it because there are other receivers on that team that have been stepping up. So,
it would be crazy, though. It would be crazy to do it now. Like, you know, these last couple games, Diggs has been pretty solid. So it'd be crazy to do right now. But I don't know. Last year there were some significant trades. So hopefully it gets entertaining and there's some significant trades this year, too.
Most definitely. But we do have a weekend of some decent football coming up. Like I said, there's a good chance Niners are going to get their third loss in a row. See. I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen. But all I know is I'll be cheering for the Ravens and, surprisingly, the Cowboys this week. Because y'all bitches play the Rams and the Ravens play the Cards. So,
and the Rams are not – well, they are pretty bad, but, you know.
The Rams got a decent – I mean, like I said, Puka Nacua has been showing his dick this year, and he's a rookie. So, Cooper Kupp coming back and all that shit, like, they got a passing game. So, we'll see how that turns out. Yeah, we'll see. This dig out Aaron Donald, he's still producing. So, yeah, Dallas better get it – y'all better fucking get it done. And then the Browns, I don't know. I don't know who's going to win that game against the Seahawks. So,
but we know they don't need Deshaun Watson to do it. So, starting to look like fucking a waste of money.
Out there.
That motherfucker. See, here you go.
Got the zebras out
here
there.
Here you go.
Helping out. Yeah, you can't tell me watching the last two Browns games that shit didn't happen.
No, man. Now, okay. I will say the Colts one with the pass interference was a little.
Motherfucker.
Because the NFL even said, all right, y'all, my bad. We were wrong.
But they got saved.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. I don't want to. Anyways, tomorrow night, we got again with the fucking Bears in prime time or whatever. Maybe it's just, I'm just getting tired of seeing these fucking, like, you see the Bears, the Broncos, the Raiders a lot in these. They just get a lot of TV time.
Because you'd rather see Taylor Swift. I know.
No. I know. Actually, I wouldn't. But yeah, you got Bears and Chargers tomorrow night. And then Raiders Lions Monday night. And all I know is the Lions better not come out the way they did against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because they got stomped on by the Ravens.
Yeah.
This past week. Like curb stomp.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen this week. But yeah, no, it was ridiculous. It was because the Ravens really are not that good. I know we're gonna sit here, we're gonna act like they're fucking great and this and that. Maybe it's because we live close and there's a bunch of fans like, yo, this the year. No, motherfucker. I don't know. For some reason, they just decided not to show up. I don't know what the fuck the science is behind that, but I do know that the Ravens are they're not that fucking good. Maybe it's just hating. Maybe I'm just hating.
It sounds like hate. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we'll be talking to you guys sometime after the Monday night game and before the Thursday night. Unfortunately, I can't give you a fucking set time anymore. But follow us on Instagram if you want to see some dumbass memes, or send us an email at talktowhatpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear. But yeah, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma good night. Let your dog out the potty.
Shout out Dwight Howard.
Peace, motherfuckers. Meow, meow, meow.